This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In Lebanon, a deadly battle between Sunnis and Shiites overnight has raised fears of more chaos in the streets as the country is pushed to the breaking point by a financial meltdown and political tensions. Two people, a 13-year-old Lebanese boy and a Syrian man, were reported killed in an area south of Beirut. Witnesses said machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades were used in the fighting, which they said lasted 4 hours. French President Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to visit Beirut next week to urge political leaders there to create a government capable of implementing urgent reforms. U.S. President Donald Trump campaigns in the state of New Hampshire today. Last night, he formally accepted the Republican Party presidential nomination in his bid for re-election. Using the White House South Lawn as a setting, Mr. Trump presented an optimistic vision of the United States, but warned the country would be endangered under his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking on national television and before a live audience that largely ignored pandemic safeguards, notably face masks, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We have spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the past 47 years. Mr. Trump again suggested there could soon be a coronavirus vaccine and promised a victory over COVID-19, which so far has taken 181,000 lives in the United States. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. case count at close to 6 million. Clearly appealing to his base, Mr. Trump presented himself as the last barrier, protecting an American way of life, which he insists is under siege from radical forces. And so the final stretch of the November campaign is underway, with the president expected to cover much of the country to make his case for a second term. That begins today in New Hampshire. His vice president, Mike Pence, is making appearances today in the critical Midwestern battleground states of Michigan and Minnesota. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, is leaving office. He blames ill health. The 65-year-old Abe held a news conference today and said he had decided to step down now to avoid a political vacuum as the country copes with its coronavirus outbreak, which has taken some 1,200 lives, and an economy which was down by almost 8% in the second quarter of the year. Said Abe, "I apologize from the bottom of my heart that despite all of the support from the Japanese people, I am leaving the post with 1 full year left in my term." Among the reactions to his decision, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison described Shinzo Abe as a man of integrity and wisdom, a strong promoter of open trade, an outstanding international diplomat, and an experienced statesman of the First Order. Back in the U.S., today is the anniversary of the 1963 March on Washington, one of the most famous events of the American Civil Rights Movement. The observance comes after a 29-year-old black man was shot by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jacob Blake survived 7 gunshot wounds, but in the street unrest that followed, 2 people were killed. Their alleged assailant, an armed, self-styled 17-year-old militia fighter. Today's crowd numbers in Washington figure to be held down by coronavirus restrictions. Laura is no longer a hurricane, but it continues to cause heavy rain and tornadoes as it moves inland from the path of death and destruction it left on the U.S. Gulf of Mexico coast. Close to 1 million homes and businesses are without electric power, and weather forecasters say Laura could pose a major threat to the densely populated eastern seaboard of the United States. It is headed that way. U.S. markets are higher today and show signs of erasing all of the year's losses to date. In Asia, Japan's Nikkei index lost almost 1.5 points in value with the news that Shinzo Abe was stepping down. Reuters is reporting that China's factory activity likely expanded at a slightly faster pace in August, fueled by rising infrastructure spending and improving global demand. This as the Chinese economy continues to recover from the coronavirus crisis. Gambia's president, Adama Barrow, has extended by 21 days a state of emergency in mainland Africa's smallest nation as coronavirus cases have surged. Gambia, with a population of just over 2 million, has reported more than 2,700 infections since the outbreak in March and 93 deaths. The global pandemic numbers, a case count of almost 24.5 million, with almost 833,000 lives lost worldwide. Floodwaters in Sudan have reached the highest levels on record, killing dozens of people, destroying thousands of homes, and encroaching on some neighborhoods of the capital, Khartoum. The flooding comes despite Ethiopia starting to fill the reservoir behind a giant new dam, which is expected to help Sudan control future floods. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.